With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Over 20 people are killed in Maine following several shootings last night. Maine Commissioner for Public Safety Mike Soschuk identifies the person of interest.
Police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes.
A shelter-in-place order for the cities has been in place. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed across several locations in the city. It's about 150 miles north of Boston. United Auto Workers announced a tentative agreement with Ford Motor Company to end a strike. According to the UAW Ford agreement, auto workers will see more in base wage increases than they've seen in the last 22 years. Specifically, the agreement authorizes 25% in base wage increases through April 2028 and will raise top wages by more than 30% to more than $40 an hour. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans have a new speaker after four tries. It's Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, who now takes over the gavel. The new speaker says he's humbled by being elected unanimously by the 220 Republicans who voted to confirm him.
We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
Former President Trump also congratulating the newly elected House Speaker. Wednesday, Mr. Trump said that Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House. Authorities say the 22-year-old driver of a BMW that struck and killed four Pepperdine University students in Malibu has been charged with four counts of murder. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham's been visiting Hawaii.
It was no vacation. The leader of Samaritan's Purse was in Maui to offer encouragement to people who lost their homes in the massive August wildfire and to get an update on efforts by his ministry to clean up and rebuild. Graham says he met an 81-year-old pastor whose church was burned down and who was hoping to see it rebuilt in his lifetime. Samaritan's Purse is going to try and see that done. More than 2,200 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ugandan authorities have prevented attacks on two churches by a Muslim terror group. International Christian Concern reports that bombs were set to go off at the churches Sunday, but the police were tipped off and managed to defuse them in time. The attempted bombings are being blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces. That's a terror group that's been operating in Uganda for nearly 30 years. This is SRN News. Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, soared to almost $35,000 this week, marking its highest value in nearly 18 months.
The recent rally for volatile Bitcoin coincides with the prospect of exchange-traded funds being launched based on spot Bitcoin. Industry advocates say that could make entering the cryptoverse easier while lowering some of the well-documented risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies. A green light from federal regulators has not yet arrived. Bob Agnew reporting.
A lawyer for Sam Bankman-Fried says the FTX founder plans to testify at his fraud trial. Attorney Mark Cohen said Bankman-Fried will take the stand after three other defense witnesses testify beginning on Thursday. Prosecutors have relied on former executives at Bankman-Fried's companies to build a case that Fried conspired with others to steal billions of dollars from his customers and investors over several years. More details at SRNNews.com.